My good friend Christopher Timothy, who we were on Broadway together, and we did other jobs together, he gave me the tip-off. He rang me one day and said, look, George, they're doing Doctor in the House. You remember the film with Dirk Berger? They're doing a TV version. You ought to go up for it. I'm going up for it. He was very generous to do that, wasn't he? And I, in those days, I was so bold. I rang the casting director myself. I don't know why I did that. But, and I remember her words. She said, oh, George, oh, yes, I know your work. Yes, yes. Well, we're just casting the students at the moment. And when we come to the older parts, I'll bear you in mind. Oh, that put me down a bit. I'm not that old. But I was old. I've always looked younger than my years, but I was older than most of the, I was about 27 by that time. So all the actors were seen like in their 20s, early 20s. Anyway, I don't know how it happened, but I did get an interview. I remember very clearly, I was the last person they saw, and I believe they cast Paul Collier. He wasn't actually called Paul Collier. I remember the interview, the audition, he was called Paul Garston. I prefer the name Paul Collier. And there was not very much to go on. It was just sort of a certain reaction they were looking for. Anyway, long story short, I auditioned, the last person they saw, and they changed their minds and I got the part. And that was a big, big break for me. Huge break. First of all, I knew my strength lay in comedy. I was pretty good at comedy and good timing. And it was hard to get the parts to show that. So, and it wasn't a huge part for the first two series, really. It just gradually built. I wasn't bothered by being typecast there. I was in it quite a long time. Well, I was in it from 1969 to 1973. And by that time, I was on the writing team. So that was, a huge break for me. So I left Doctor in the House, I think on a Friday, or it was called Doctor in Charge then. And I started with Ayn Arth Hopman at the BBC for Croft and Perry on the Monday. So I went from one series to the other. But I still continued to write Doctor in the House. Mm.